And now Ben Mettler, the shortstop, comes to the plate. Swing and a miss, strike one. Boy, just really good rhythm here today for Ty Teske. Gets the ball, gets the target, and gets back to the plate. 0-1. And there's a fly ball. Second base side. Going back on the edge of the outfield grass is Cohen Bryant. And he'll make the grab for out number two. So a little pop to Cohen Bryant. And very quickly, two up and two down for the Huskies in the fifth. And now back to the top of the order. And right fielder Caleb Moss. He has popped up to third and grounded to short. Teske's pitch is down low for ball one. Just behind us, Wausau Wolfpack lacrosse going on at Jerry Johnson Field here at Wausau West. So it's been a lot of activities going on here at West over the last couple of days. 1-0. There's a ground ball, the right-hand side. Nice play by Bryant. He'll flip the first in time, 4-3 on the putout. That was a little bit of an awkward bounce, a little bit of a half hop, and Cohen Bryant was able to smother it and then make the good throw to Gravine. And three up and three down for Eau Claire North in the fifth. We are flying right by here in game number one of this doubleheader. It is Wausau West 4, Eau Claire North nothing. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Joe Gravine is leading off the bottom of the fifth inning here for the Wausau West Warriors. Here's the pitch. In there for strike one called. The 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Wausau West going up against Aaron Gust, Eau Claire North starter. And there's a fly ball left field. Well hit again. Going back is Levante Bean near the track, and it is grabbed on a leaping stab in front of the, oh, yep, it was grabbed in deep left field. A leaping stab near the track, and may have been on the track, but a good play made by Bean to take away extra bases for Joel Gravine. Gravine had already had a pair of doubles in this game, so he was very close to adding a third extra base hit, but a good defensive play by Bean in deep left field. Swing and a miss from Rowan Robbins for strike one. But Gravine really swinging the bat here today. Pitch is on the inside corner. Strike one. Strike two called, I should say. Working quickly as well is Aaron Gust. Here's the pitch. Chopper third base side. Taken on the second hop by Zach Shipman. Long throw across. Right on target. 5-3 on the putout for out number two. Boy, this game is flying right by. But again, it's first to two. Cohen Bryant. Next up is Cohen Bryant. First pitch misses for ball one. Here's the kick and the pitch. There's a little looper towards first. It'll be grabbed on the fly by first baseman Paxton Bush. And there go the Warriors quickly. 1-2-3 in the fifth. I think we spent about 8 minutes here in the last two innings as these teams are getting mowed down by the opposing pitcher. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for West in the fifth. End of five, it is Wausau West 4, Eau Claire North nothing. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Top of the sixth inning, first pitch from Ty Teske to Levante Bean is in at the knees for strike one called. 4-0 West, top of the sixth. There's a fly ball left field. Going back is Ryder Schindler, way back near the fence, and that ball is all the way to the wall. Rounding first, heading to second with a stand-up double is Levante Bean to lead off the sixth inning for the Huskies. Well, only the second base hit allowed for Ty Teske. And now the number three hitter, catcher Jack Gorman, coming to the plate. Now, obviously, the Warriors not assuming anything here. This was a situation yesterday. They had a 4-0 lead as that pitch has fouled back for strike one. Obviously, Teske, I think, if not the top pitcher, one of the top pitchers for the Warriors. So Westfield's very good the way he's throwing. But, again, things can turn around rather quickly. Nothing and one. Fastball in at the bottom of the zone for strike two called. Boy, pounding the bottom of that zone today has been Teske very effectively. Here's the kick and the 0-2. There's a big cut and a fly ball left field side, and it will be out of play. Nothing and two on Jack Gorman. He has reached on an error and walked. Off of second base, Levante Bean. Teske peeks back at the runner twice. Now kicks, deals. There's a pop, first base side, out of play. Still nothing and two. Teske sets. Kicks. Fires. Fastball up and away. Count now, one ball and two strikes. Has the sign and the target from Travis Clade and the pitch. Little roller back towards the pitcher. Going to third, and now it's going to be a rundown. Heading back towards the bag at second, and now flip to the second baseman, and now Cohen Bryant will take out the runner. 1-5-4 on that putout at first base after the fielder's choice is Gorman. Second time on a comebacker that the runner tried to go from second to third, but playing his position well was Ty Teske. And now nobody in scoring position for the Huskies as their cleanup man, Aiden Pankratz, comes to the plate. Pickoff move, and again, that's a good move that Ty Teske has. There's always a little hesitation from the base runner, but back safely is Gorman. Now the pitch. Fastball misses away for ball one. Top half of the sixth inning. Wausau West 4, Eau Claire North nothing. Game one of a doubleheader on this sunny early Saturday at Wausau West High School. 1-0. That one's in there. Inner portion at the thighs. Ball, strike one. One ball, one strike. Still a chilly start, but things are warming up, and it helps to have the sun out as well. Teske kicks and deals. Catches the top of the strike zone for strike two called. Ball and two strikes on Aiden Pankratz. And the fire. Ooh, just misses. Maybe a tad inside. And the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner on first. Top of the sixth. Pankratz waits. Teske sets. Peeks at the runner at first. Takes a second look. There goes the runner. Pitches up high for a ball. Throw down to second, and in safely on the stolen base is Jack Gorman. So now another runner in scoring position for the Huskies with one out. Still trying to get on the board against Ty Teske. Here's Teske's pitch. Just misses on that payoff pitch. Inside for ball four. So now first and second with one out, and John Albee is going to walk slowly out to the mound. See if that is it, and that will be it for Ty Teske. So a very, very good performance for the Wausau West sophomore left-hander. He will go 5 1/3, allow just 2 base hits, strike out 5, walk 3, and is in line for the win. But still some work to do. Two runners on base, first and second, top of the sixth inning, one out. Eau Claire North threatening as Wausau West leads 4-0. We will take a quick timeout, tell you about the new Wausau West pitcher coming up. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Miles Haubert comes on here for the Warriors in the top of the sixth inning. Runners on first and second, one out. West up 4-0 over Eau Claire North. Paxton Bush steps in. First pitch is a fastball up and out of the strike zone for ball one. First and second, runners take their leads. Haubert peeks back at the runner at second. Kicks, fires. Ground ball, right-hand side. Good stab made by Gravin. Takes the bag for one, fires the second, too late. And actually, that's not Gravine, that's Ty Teske's moved over to first base. So getting tested immediately was Teske after moving from the mound to first base, and he made a nice grab. Three unassisted for out number two. Runners now on second and third, and two outs for Zach Shipman. But that was not an easy play for Ty Teske after he played his position well on the mound throughout this game and then played his position well at first base as well. Left-handed hitting Zach Shipman, 1-0. Followed back to the screen for a strike. Big situation. 4-0 lead for the Warriors. Two outs, two runners in scoring position for Eau Claire North in the top of the sixth. Long look in from the right-hander. Target is set. Hobart kicks, fires. Ground ball, third base side, taken on the second hop. Long throw across and short hop nicely at first by Ty Teske, as moving over to third in that last changeover was Joel Gravine. So Gravine made the pick at third in his new position and able to get it over to Teske, 5-3 on the putout. And the shutout continues for West pitching. No runs in the inning on one base hit, no errors, and a couple of runners left on base for Eau Claire North. Again, middle of the sixth, Wausau West 4, Eau Claire North nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Ty Teske will lead things off for Wausau West in the bottom of the sixth inning, as the Warriors have a 4-0 lead. Aaron Gust still on the hill for Eau Claire North. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses inside for ball one. Teske is 2-for-2. He had an RBI single in the first and then another single in the third. Pitch misses the inside corner, taken for ball two. Teske, Miles Wahlvogel, and Travis Claude due up for West. 6, 7, and 8 hitters here in the sixth. There's a ground ball and a good grab made on the hill by Gus. It was well hit. Glove in the right spot. Able to snag it on the first hop. 1-3 on the putout for out number one.
Next up for the Warriors, number 13, Miles Wahlvogel.
Aaron Gus has now retired the last 9 batters he has faced as Miles Wahlvogel comes to the plate. And the pitch, low and outside for ball one. Miles Wahlvogel is flown out to left field and also grounded to the shortstop. 1 ball, no strikes, and the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for a called strike one. Again, we have a twin bill between games. We'll throw it back to regular programming here on 98.9 WXEO for a short time and then come right back for game number two. Pitch is a little bit up and out of the strike zone, taken for ball two. So again, it should be probably no more than 15 to 20 minutes. We'll be back with regular programming and then back with the coverage of game number two of this twin bill. Swing and a miss, taking something off that time was Gust. And the count now 2-2. Working quickly is Aaron Gust, kicks, fires. Swing and a miss, ball down low. And it was taken off the top of the artificial ground by the catcher, Jack Gorman. 2 up and 2 down now for the Warriors.
Catcher, Travis Kalani.
Well, the Warriors got the bats going early, but they have cooled down here in the later portion of this game. 10 in a row now, retired by Gust, as Travis Claude comes to the plate. 8 base hits in this game for West. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Claude singled in the first, grounded to short in the third. Gus with a pitch. Misses outside, evens it up at 1-1. Warriors come in 1-4 on the season. Lost yesterday to Wittenberg Burnhamwood 6-4. 3-3 are Eau Claire North. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Eau Claire North last played on Tuesday, played a doubleheader against Rice Lake, and won both ends of that twin bill in their conference openers. 2-0 in the Big Rivers, 3-3 overall for North. Strike three called. Boy, Gust, it looked like he was going to get blown out of the water in the first inning, but boy, he has settled in nicely, and he goes six complete. But it's still the Warriors up 4-0. Heading to the seventh, this is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Aaron Gust will lead things off for Eau Claire North in the top of the seventh inning. 4-0 Warriors with the lead. Miles Halbert looking to close it out on the hill for West. Took over for Ty Teske in the last frame. Fastball in at the knees for strike one called. Gust, the pitcher, had a single back in the second, has popped up to the shortstop as well. 0-1. Ground ball, first base side, backhanded nicely by Ty Teske. One step from the bag, three unassisted. Man, Teske pitched 5 1/3 on the mound, and he's had a couple of, three plays where he's had to make a pretty good play. He had a couple of ground balls he's grabbed, and then that short hop throw to end the last inning as well. Mason Brusewitz up next for Eau Claire North. Pitches high, goes to the backstop for ball one. So the Warriors, two outs away from recording a second shutout this week. They defeated Tomahawk on Tuesday, 17-0. Pitch of the fastball outside, snagged nicely by Travis Claude, and the count goes to 2-0. Again, if you joined us late, you missed all the scoring. It was all in the first inning. Four runs for West in the bottom of the first. Fastball catches the top of the strike zone for a called strike one. Four runs for the Warriors in the bottom of the first, and that's where we are. 4-0, top of the seventh. Swing and a miss. Big cut that time by Brusewitz. Came up empty on that fastball for Miles Halbert, and it's now 2-2. And the pitch. There's a high pop-up right in front of me, coming over and making the nice. Travis Claude right in front of me celebrates as well as he makes a terrific play right into the fence. For a moment, I was looking up and I was thinking, oh, please don't drop on me. Don't drop on my equipment. But it was about 3 feet in front as Claudie made the nice grab for out number two. So now stepping in is Ben Mettler. Final chance for Eau Claire North. Fastball in there for a called strike one. Mettler is 0 for 2. He struck out and popped up. Miles Halbert working out of the windup. The right-hander rocks, kicks, and deals. Swing and a miss. Boy, he's come on and thrown the ball very well here in the last inning plus. and now trying to close it out, working quickly as well. He's ready. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Misses outside, taken for a ball. One more strike, looking to wrap it up. Here is Hobart. Here comes again the pitch. Misses low and outside. Taking a moment now to resettle is Miles Hobart. Here comes the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Just off the outside corner. Now the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Want to wrap it here. Top of the order coming up next with Caleb Moss. And the payoff pitch. There's a high pop. Right-hand side out of play. And that will be a foul ball. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Again, the righty's ready. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Strike three called, and that will do it. And the Warriors will take game number one of this doubleheader by a score of 4-0. Outstanding pitching for both sides in this game. We'll come back, recap this game one, get you set for game two coming up next. Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
man Chad Holmes again from Wausau West High School, where the Warriors win game one of a doubleheader over the Eau Claire North Huskies by a score of 4-0. Again, if you joined us late, you missed all the scoring because West scored all four of their runs in the bottom of the first inning. Leading things off with a double was Tony Ifodano. He would then come around to score on an RBI single by Ryder Schindler to make it 1-0. That was followed by a double by Joe Gravine that put runners on second and third. And then Rowan Robbins had a two RBI single that scored both Schindler and Gravine to make it 3-0. After a ground ball, Ty Teske would then ground a single to left field to score Rowan Robbins, and that made it 4-0. And that was a 4-0 lead for West after one inning. And that would be all the scoring in the game because the pitchers really did the job. After that tough start where he gave up four runs on six hits in the first inning, Eau Claire North starter Aaron Gust would go the rest of the way. The next five innings allowed no runs on just two hits. And for Wausau West, great pitching from Ty Teske. He went 5 1/3 innings, gave up just two hits, no runs, struck out five and walked three. Miles Hobart came in and did a great job retiring the last five batters to earn the save for Wausau West. So the Warriors get a second win by shutout this week and are now 2-4 overall. And they'll have a chance for another one as we have game number two of the doubleheader coming up. We're going to go away for just a few minutes. Going to go back to regular programming here on 98.9 WXCO. And sometime in the next 20 minutes or so, I think, we'll be back with game number two of the DH. So again, it's Wausau West 4 and the Eau Claire North Huskies nothing in game one of this doubleheader. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Wausau West Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raised in Wisco, I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle has the week off. Ellie Mae Lawton is filling in for her. We're in the middle of a very tense, very exciting turkey hunt. Harper is here with us. She's 13. She's got a shotgun in her hand for the first time on her very first wild game turkey hunt of her life. Justin Cumbier is the mentor on this hunt. Justin's wife, Tabitha, is with us in the studio, in the Concord studio at WFSH.
And I'm on the edge of my seat because I need to know what happens after bang.
You get into the woods. This now, folks, I don't care if you're a hunter or not. This is a fascinating story. You're in the woods. You have busted your rear end to know where these turkeys are. You put them to bed. They're roosting. You get in, set up. You don't disturb them. You got your decoy spread out. And they fly out of the roost. Yes, folks, they sleep in trees. They fly out of the roost the wrong direction, but that's okay. They can still see your decoys. You got your calls set. And all of a sudden you hear a bang. That means somebody shot at the birds you scouted. Is there a more gut-wrenching feeling, Justin?
Not really, because at that point, when I heard the bang, I tried to be positive around Harper and just reassure it's early, it'd still be fine. But deep down inside, you know that it kind of affected how your morning was going to happen.
It can blow everything. Oh, yeah. And that is a lesson. That is a lesson about hunting. And that is why you make a point to enjoy everything you do while you're out there, because there is no guarantee. I've been out there and a farmer drove right past me with the tiller. You know, I've been out there and I've had somebody stop on the side of the road and start yelling at you for hunting. I've had that happen before. You cannot control Mother Nature either, and you can't control where someone else is hunting. All right, pick it up from there. I want to know what happened. So that was right off the bat in the morning. Yeah, so that was your bird.
After he shot, or they shot, the hens pitched out into our field. And so then I'm like, okay, this changes everything.
That's a great sign.
I know there's still a Tom on the ground in the woods. He's still gobbling. The hens are in our field.
Oh, boy.
I said that Tom's going to come into our field.
That's
called hitting reset.
Yeah. Well, so all of a sudden we're watching. I'm counting the hens and I'm like, okay, the Tom's going to end up in here, Harper. It's fine. I look up. Here comes Tom.
Okay. How much later?
Life is good. But this was probably within 2 minutes after the shot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
So it was like up, down emotions.
Never. Oh, yeah. Like a roller coaster. Harper, what are you thinking when you're sitting there and, you know, and he's got a fairly strong confidence about what's going to happen? What's going through your mind when you heard the gunshot?
I could kind of tell like how he was like feeling about it. Cause like if you're like hunting for something, you're either going to get it, not get it, or just wait until you find some more something else, because they could either see you, you could either shoot at it, miss, or just get.
And now, did you see the look on his face change when he heard that gunshot? Tell me the truth.
Yeah, I kind of could.
Did you see any tears? Because I would have been a little teared up at that point.
Tell me this. What's going through your mind? What are you thinking when all of a sudden the hens are now on the ground? And, you know, technically you could harvest a bearded hen if you saw a beard on one of the hens. Did any of the hens have beards that you noticed? No,
not that I noticed.
What's going through your mind, Harper, when you see that Tom break the tree line and start walking into the field? What are you thinking? What are you feeling at that point?
I had like excitement because like I've never been turkey hunting. So it was like just kind of cool to see and like just like was like calling them, trying to get them over there. And like just seeing where they're going to go.
So Justin, are you running calls at this point? What are you running?
Yeah, I'm just running a slate call.
You got a slate call. So you're giving, are you yelping?
A little yelping and purrs.
All right.
It didn't matter. He didn't care.
He didn't care. The Tom didn't care.
That wasn't the greatest.
That wasn't a great
example. That's a bad example, but it's okay.
That's okay. I'm a little hoarse.
they were hen up. Big time this weekend. So
how many Toms were left once the one was shot on the other side? How many Toms were left?
There was only one left.
There
the
was
woods.
One. Now, were there Jakes in the group with the hens?
Nope. Just hens and a Tom.
You had one opportunity. All right. Keep talking.
And then he had just sat there in full strut and was gobbling, hanging out with his hens. And I told Harper, I said, you know what? It sucks to say this, but he ain't going to come. He's content with his girlfriends. He doesn't care about us. He doesn't care about the strut and decoy. I said, so we're might be in for a long morning. Well, then I happened to look down 600 yards out to the west.
And 600 I saw, yards, six football fields.
Yeah, it was a ways.
Holy cow.
I see a black blob and I'm looking and I'm like, okay, there's a turkey down there. And he's heading towards our direction. And then
on a clip or just kind of meandering?
Just meandering, just on his own. Well, then all of a sudden I heard a gobble out that way. So I look again, I'm like, okay, he's closer. So I put my mouth call in, yelped at him. He gobbled back. I'm like, okay. Well, it took him probably a half hour to, you know, start working, getting closer and closer. Well, there's a ditch before you get to our field. And he kept gobbling on his own. I'd call a little bit and just kind of not pay a whole lot of attention to him. Well, he finally crossed that ditch. And that was probably 150 yards.
Oh,
I looked at Harper and I said, Harper, this might work here.
And I'm going to tell you. That when they go into the ditch, right? So turkeys can sometimes have very short attention spans. And you know, when he's in that ditch, he can't see the decoy. Mm-hmm. So then I've seen him walk into a ditch and never come out. I've seen
because they
happen.
Can't find the way
they
out.
Can't find, they can't, they're not the brightest birds. They just have great instinct. That's what I tell everyone. They're and just, if they could smell, you'd never kill one because they can see and hear like nobody's business. So this thing goes in the ditch and that feeling of just sitting there and you're almost praying for that redhead to just pop up on the other side of the ditch.
And he popped up and he instantly gobbled, went in the strut. And I'm like, told her, I said, this is going to work now. Get ready. And he just took his time. Once he got within that 80 yard mark, you could hear him spitting and drumming. I'm just trying to explain to her, you hear that spitting, you know, and he ended up starting angling. And I'm like, all right, Harper, you're going to get the gun out the window and get ready now.
Okay, stop for a second. Harper, what are you thinking at this point?
Well, I was like excited but nervous at the same
were
time.
Were you nervous? Yeah. Were you shaking? I think I would be surprised if you weren't shaken, because
yeah, no kidding.
To this day, after I've hunted and killed many, many turkeys, I get that same feeling every time. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting. So you're sitting there, and this sucker's close now. Pretty big fan on him and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So Justin, then finish the story here.
So he started angling. I got her set up with the gun out the window. We were hunting in one of those see-through blinds, which is awesome.
Nice.
I'm starting to just love them.
Because
you can just sit there and you can watch. Well, this bird, apparently we blended in very well, crossed the last ditch that we were sitting right on and popped up, and we could have almost petted this thing as it came walking by.
As it was walking toward the decoys.
And full strut came by, and it blew past the window and ran into my decoy and started pounding on the decoy. Every time that Tom would jump up and flap the decoy and whack it, she would jump.
Oh, yeah.
Get freaked out.
That's so exciting.
So then I had to get her situated out a different window, and it was in full strut, and he just kept spinning around the decoy, and so he wouldn't give you a good shot, give you a good shot. So finally...
And what he's talking about there, folks, if you haven't turkey hunted before, when they're in full strut, their heads are tucked down, and you want to make an ethical kill shot. You want to make sure you hit it well and kill it immediately, and that's also, you know, helps... less hormones and everything running through the meat when you give it an instant kill. You know, the animal's lived free its whole life, and if you're going to use it for sustenance, that's what this show is about, and that's what's fantastic about taking meat from the field to the table. So you got this thing turning around the decoy at this point, but it's not really giving you a shot, and you have a brand new hunter, so you want to make sure that's kind of neck stretched out, good, you know, as feasible as of a shot as possible.
Yep, and I kept yelping on him. He didn't care. He just was locked in full strut with not coming out. I tried saying different things, and it didn't do it. And I told Harper, I said, if you get on it, pull the trigger.
So meanwhile, is she on a tripod? Is she on
a shooting
stick?
No, she's just resting
the
gun right on the blind
window. She was resting the gun on the... Did you feel pretty stable at that point, Harper?
I did. It's just like, because I was kind of just like sitting there just shaking, because I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
Nervous.
Yeah. And that gun, even when you're balancing that gun gets heavy after a little while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, did you have a red dot scope on it, or were you just aiming with the beads?
Just the bead.
Just the beads.
20 gauge? 12 gauge.
12 gauge.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Do you,
Harper. Do you have a bruise on your shoulder?
No.
Wow.
She's
That's
tough,
pretty impressive.
Joel.
Yeah, she's tough, no doubt about it. Tougher than me. I'd have a bruise.
Yeah, and a Band-Aid.
That's, yes. Oh, that one time I shot a turkey, I had the bridge of the gun next to my nose hit me in the face. Two black eyes for 3 weeks. But that didn't happen to you, because I'm looking at you and you don't have any black eyes. So finally, you say to her, pull the trigger when you're ready.
Yep.
And what happens, Harper?
Just sitting there, just like trying to get a good aim on him, but he just like kept like spinning, and like I couldn't really get a good like aim at him. And then I finally just like, when he kind of was just like his facing us a little more longer, I just pulled it, the trigger.
Wow.
What happened?
It wasn't a picture perfect moment. It was more than one shot, but
that's
okay.
The moral of that is, you waited until that turkey was in perfect range, and so you were able to take that follow-up shot safely, closely, and definitely ethically, and make sure that bird was dead, and she then had her first turkey. I mean, isn't it incredible, the adrenaline rush and the feeling of being able to do that, Harper? What did that feel like?
It was exciting to see him just like run and like just shoot at him. And it's just like, And it was exciting just to like get like my first like bird or like shoot at anything, really.
Yeah, your first harvest overall.
Yeah.
So do you think now that you've harvested your first bird, are people in your family going to start turkey hunting? Are they a little jealous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin.
They did.
What?
Really?
I ended up taking her brother out
after she harvested hers
on Sunday, and Sunday night we got
Brother was a little jealous.
That is awesome.
Wow.
That is absolutely awesome. Both. I mean, you see the turkeys in this room, right?
Wow.
Those are harvested by my daughters. So they, that one's not, but that one was my oldest daughter's first turkey. So they've all been out there and doing it. And what's the feeling that you get, Justin, is just incredible, isn't it? Oh, taking somebody and helping them have that first experience is just incredible.
Nothing beats it.
And I want to talk for a minute. You said you have been helping with the Mentored Hunt program out of Tom's Guns in Marshall, Wisconsin. Tom Burkholz, who has since passed very recently, means the world to me personally as an influence in my life. I was a legislator knocking on doors and trying to get my votes when I first met Tom Burkholz. And Tom Burkholz at 38 years old, I was 38 years old. Tom Burkholz took me on my first ever hunt. And I'll have you know, he took the former lieutenant governor, my wife, on her first ever successful turkey hunt. So the first time I ever hunted was shoulder to shoulder with Tom Burkholz. He did plant our heads at the base of a giant manure pile in a field when we goose hunted. But Tom and Julie have put their hearts and souls into making sure people understand what it's like to get into Wisconsin's outdoors and to be part of the hunting community. I will forever be grateful to Tom Burkholz, whose legacy will live on in those who continue doing things like you. I can't tell you how important it is that you recognize now that there is a void, and there is a void with Tom Burkholz being gone. Tom had that quirky smile on his face and sarcastic wit with everybody. And the thing he loved the most in life was showing people how to get the most out of Wisconsin's outdoors. He dedicated his life to it. He made sure that everyone he took had a real chance at a harvest. And beyond that, he appreciated the beauty of the sunrise in the morning and that first gobble in the trees. And the legacy that Tom has with his children and his son-in-law really is a testament to the state of Wisconsin. So I want to personally thank you for continuing Tom Burkholz's legacy and taking people like Harper out there. This is what Raised in Wisco is about. It's about helping folks understand that they have access to the outdoors in Wisconsin, and the sky is the limit. I'm so excited about that. And I'm really excited because Chef Ellie Mae Lawton is going to be talking about some recipes for wild turkey, which can be tricky, but it's absolutely delicious if done right. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
Welcome back to Wausau West High School and more Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Game number two of our doubleheader today, Wausau West taking on Eau Claire North. Warriors won game number one by a score of 4-0. So the Warriors look for the Twin Bill sweep. And again, non-conference, but still has significance because these teams in the same Division I Sectional 1 bracket when the playoffs get underway in late May. In fact, last year the Warriors went to Eau Claire North in a regional, lost, saw their season end 12-0 in that regional. But get a couple of wins here today could help maybe help that seeding as we get towards the end of the year and maybe have a chance to play at home this time around. But let's look at the starting lineups for game number two of this Twin Bill. For Eau Claire North, leading things off and playing right field, Caleb Moss. Batting second is the shortstop, Zach Shipman. Batting third, the left fielder, Jack Gorman. Aiden Pankratz will play center field and bat cleanup. Paxton Bush is the starting pitcher in game number two for Eau Claire North. He'll bat fifth. Cooper Kruschke is the third baseman hitting sixth. McCabe Thiesing-Ritter is the catcher batting seventh. Cameron Buckman will play first base hitting eighth. Landon Connect is at second base hitting ninth. For Wausau West in game number two, leading things off and playing shortstop is Tony Eiffeldano. Ryder Schindler will play left field, bat second. Joe Gravine is the third baseman. He'll bat third. The starting pitcher in game number two, Keegan Cruzan, will bat fourth. Rowan Robbins will bat fifth and play catcher. Ty Teske is at first base, batting sixth. Miles Halbert is at second base, batting seventh. Miles Wahlvogel will play center field, hit eighth. And batting ninth and playing in right field is Ethan Sillers. So Wausau West taking on Eau Claire North in game two of the doubleheader here from Wausau West High School. Temperature starting to warm up a bit. Still chilly, but the sun is shining, so not feeling bad at all. And if you're in the neighborhood, come on down. Still plenty of time for high school baseball action on this Saturday. We will take a timeout, then come back and get you set for the first pitch. It is Wausau West taking on Eau Claire North High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And we are set for game number two of this doubleheader between the Wausau West Warriors and the Eau Claire North Huskies. Keegan Cruzan is on the hill here for Wausau West in game number two. He will face in the bottom, in the top of the first inning, Caleb Moss, Zach Shipman, and Jack Gorman for the Huskies. Here's the first pitch, and that misses low and outside for ball one. We'll give you the Wausau West defense here in just a moment. Another lefty on the hill for the Warriors. We saw a good start from Ty Teske in game one. Pitch misses up high for ball two. 2-0 on Caleb Moss. Moss was 0-for-3 in game number one. Here's Cruzan fires. That is in there for a called strike one. So two balls and one strike. Open stance for the left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Check swing, but not able to hold. Wait, well, yes, they appeal it, and he did not hold up. I didn't think he held up. The Eau Claire North fans to my left did not agree, but it is two balls and two strikes. Cruzan out of the windup. Here's the pitch. And that's in there for strike three call. So Keegan Cruzan, after falling behind 2-0, came back to strike out Moss, first out of the inning.
Next up for the Huskies, number 10, Zach Shipman.
Starting to feel good out here, this sun and the temperature warming up slightly. So, again, starting to get a little taste of spring. Zach Shipman will take the first pitch inside for ball one. Again, the Warriors wearing the white with the blue numerals. Light blue jerseys, white pants, white numerals for Eau Claire North. There's a roller back over the pitcher's head. Charging at second is Miles Halbert. Flips the first in time. 4-3 on the putout on that soft roller. Two up and two down for the Huskies.
Next up, the left fielder, number two, Jack Gorman.
And Jack Gorman, who was the catcher in game number one, playing left field here in game number two. One thing that the Warriors have, they got a couple of really top-notch starting pitchers, and it's going to be interesting to see as the first pitch is in there for a called strike one with Teske and Cruzan. I think when you get to the conference, and I think those are the two you're going to see most of the time in the conference games, West will feel pretty good any time that they go out there against anybody in the WVC. D.C. Everest and Stevens Point, they had some studs in recent years. They still have good pitchers, but boy, there was quite a level the last couple of years in the Valley. There's a foul ball pulled down the third base side. But I think we saw it in game one, and I'm sure we're going to see it here as well with Keegan Cruzan, that the Warriors have to feel pretty good about the top of their pitching rotation. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that will do it for a 1-2-3 inning in the first for the Eau Claire North Huskies. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. End of one half inning. Eau Claire North nothing. Wausau West coming to the plate. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.